November 10, 1923. The beauty of littleness. God does the greatest works in the little ones. Jesus came upon earth to make redemption and to prepare the kingdom of the divine will, but he used two little ones in order to fulfill this double plan. Most Holy Mary and Louisa, at the head of two wings in which the human generations are divided. I was abandoning all of myself in the arms of my sweet Jesus, and while I was praying, I saw my soul very little, but of extreme littleness. And I thought to myself, how little I am. Jesus was right in saying that I was the littlest of all. I would really like to know whether I am the littlest among all. Now, while I was thinking of this, my always adorable Jesus, moving in my interior, showed me how he took this little one in his arms and squeezed her tightly to his heart, and she would let Jesus do whatever he wanted with her. And he told me, my dear little one, I chose you little, because the little ones let one do whatever he wants with them. They do not walk alone, but let themselves be led. Even more, they are afraid to place one foot by themselves. If they receive gifts, feeling incapable of keeping them, they place them on the lap of their mama. The little ones are stripped of everything, nor do they care whether they are rich or poor. They are concerned with nothing. Oh, how beautiful is the tender age, full of graces, of beauty, of freshness. Therefore, the greater is the work I want to do in a soul, the smaller I choose her. I like childlike freshness and beauty very much. I like it so much that I maintain her in the littleness of the nothingness from which she came. I let nothing of her own enter her, that she may not lose her littleness, and therefore preserve the divine freshness and beauty from which she came. On hearing this, I said, Jesus, it seems to me that I am very bad, and this is why I am so little, and you are saying that you love very much because I am little. How can this be? And Jesus, again, my little one, wickedness cannot enter the true little ones. Do you know when evil, growth, starts to get in? When one's own will starts to get in. As it enters, the creature begins to fill herself and to live from her own. And everything comes from the littleness of the creature, and it seems to her that her littleness becomes greater, a greatness to be cried over. Since God does not live completely in her, she moves away from her beginning, she dishonors her origin, losing the light, the beauty, the sanctity and the freshness of her Creator. She seems to grow before herself and maybe before men. But before me, oh, how she decreases. She may even become great, but she will never be my little beloved one, one whom, taken by love for her, I fill with me, that she may remain as I created her, and I make of her the greatest, such that no one will be able to equal her. I did so with my celestial mama. Among all generations, she is the littlest one, because her will never entered her to act, but always my eternal will. And not only did it preserve her little, beautiful, fresh, as she had been delivered by us, but it made her the greatest of all. Oh, how beautiful she was, little in herself, but great, superior to all in our virtue. It is only because of her littleness that she was raised to the height of mother of the one who formed her. So, as you see, all the good for man is to do my will. All the evil is to do his own. Therefore, in order to come to redeem man, I chose my mother, because she was little, and I used her as a channel in order to let all the goods and fruits of redemption descend upon mankind. Now, so that my will might be known, in order to open heaven to let my will descend upon earth and to make it rain on earth as it does in heaven, I have to choose another little one among all generations. Since this is the greatest work I want to do, to restore man in his origin, from which he came, to open for him the divine will which he rejected, to open my arms to him to receive him again into the womb of my will, my wisdom calls the most little one out of nothing. It was just that she be little. If I placed a little one at the head of redemption, I had to place another little one at the head of the Fiat Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven. Among two little ones was I to enclose the purpose of creation of man and realize my designs upon him. Through one, I was to redeem him, wash him with my blood from his ugliness, and give him forgiveness. Through the other one, I was to make him return to his beginning, to his origin, to his lost nobility, to the bonds of my will which had been broken by him, admitting him once again to the smile of my eternal will, to the exchange of kiss between his will and mine, and to live as one within the other. This alone was the purpose of creation of man, and no one will be able to oppose what I have established. Centuries and centuries will go by, just as in redemption, also in this. But man will return into my arms, as he was created by me. But in order to do this, first I have to choose the one who must be the first to live in my eternal will, to bind in her all the relations of creation, and to live with her with no split of wills. Rather, one being her will and ours. From here the necessity that she be the littlest which we delivered in creation, so that, in seeing herself so little, she may run away from her will. Even more, she may bind it so tightly to ours as to never do her will, and although little, she may live together with us, through that breath with which we created man. Our will maintains her fresh and beautiful. She forms our smile, our amusement, and we do whatever we want with her. Oh, how happy she is! And enjoying her littleness and her happy destiny, she will cry for her brothers and will interest herself in nothing other than compensating us for all and for each one of all the wrong which they have done to us by withdrawing from our will. The tears of one who lives in our will be powerful. More so, since she wants nothing but what we ourselves want. And through her we will open, together with the first channel of redemption, the second one of the Fiat Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven. On hearing this, I said, "My love and my all, tell me, who will this little fortunate be? Oh, how I would like to know her!" And he, immediately, "How is it, have you not understood who she is? It is you, my little one. I have told you many times that you are the little one, and this is why I love you." But as he was saying this, I felt as though being transported outside of myself, into a most pure light, in which one could see all generations, as though divided in two wings, one to the right and the other to the left of the throne of God. At the head of one wing, there was the August Queen Mama, from whom came all the goods of redemption. Oh, how beautiful was her littleness! Marvelous, prodigious littleness, little and powerful, little and great, little and queen, little, seeing everyone hang on her littleness, as she disposes of all, rules over all, and only because she is little, she enwraps the Word within her littleness, making him descend from heaven to earth, to let him die for love of men. Another little one could be seen at the head of the other wing. I say it trembling and out of obedience. She was the one whom Jesus had called his little daughter of the divine will. And my sweet Jesus, placing himself in the middle of these two wings, between the two little ones who were at their heads, with one hand took mine, and with the other, that of the Queen Mama, and united them both together, saying, "My little daughters, hold hands before our throne, and embrace the eternal divine majesty in your little arms. To you alone, because you are little, it is given to be able to embrace the eternal one, the infinite one, and to enter into him. And if the first little one snatched redemption from the love of the eternal one, may the second, giving her hand to the first, be helped by her to snatch from the eternal love the Fiat Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven." Now, who can say what happened? I have no words to express myself. I can only say that I remained more humiliated and confused, and almost like a fussy little child, I wanted my Jesus in order to tell him of my fears, my doubts. And I prayed that he would cast away from me all these things, as I feared that the mere thought of them was a subtle pride, and that he would give me the grace to really love him and to do his most holy will in everything. Then, my always adorable Jesus, coming back again, made himself seen inside of me, and my person served almost to cover him within me. And without letting me speak, he told me, "My poor little one, what do you fear? Courage, I am the one who will do everything in my little daughter. You will do nothing but follow me faithfully, will you? You are right that you are too little and that you can do nothing, but I will do everything in you. Don't you see how I am within you, and you are nothing but the shadow that covers me? I am the one who will cross within you the eternal and unending boundaries of my will. I am the one who will embrace all generations to bring them, together with your shadow, at the feet of the Eternal One, so that the two wills, the human and the divine, may kiss each other, may smile at each other, and may no longer look at each other like strangers, being divided, scowling at each other, but one may be fused into the other, forming one single will. It is the power of your Jesus that must do this. You have to do nothing but comply. I know that you are nothing and can do nothing, therefore you afflict yourself. But it is the power of my arm that wants and can work, and I like to work great things in the most little ones. And then, the life of my will has already been on earth. It is not completely new, although it was as though in passing. It existed in my inseparable and dear Mama. If the life of my will had not been in her, I, Eternal Word, could not have descended from heaven. I would have lacked the way through which to descend, the room in which to enter, the humanity with which to cover my divinity, the food with which to be nourished. I would have lacked everything, because all other things are not suitable for me. But finding my will in my beloved Mama, I found my own heaven, my joys, my contentments. At most, I changed my dwelling, from heaven to earth, but I changed nothing of the rest. All I had in heaven, I found on earth by virtue of my will possessed by her, and therefore I descended into her with all my love to take on human flesh. Then, my will had its life on earth in my humanity, and by virtue of this will of mine, not only did I make redemption, but I extended myself upon the works of the human generations, sealing them with my divine acts, and I beseeched my Father not only to redeem man, but that man, at the appropriate time, might enter the grace of our will, as when he was created, to live according to the purpose wanted by us, that one be the will of heaven and of earth. Therefore, everything was done by me. The plan of redemption and that of the Fiat Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven, would not have been a work worthy of me, had I not rehabilitated man in everything, as he was created. It would have been a work half done, not whole, and your Jesus does not know how to do incomplete works. At the most, I wait centuries to give the complete good prepared by me. Therefore, don't you want to be with me in giving man the work which I completed with my coming upon earth? So, be attentive and faithful. Do not worry, I will always keep you little in order to better accomplish my designs upon you.